You're listening to a Big Finish production.
This is stupid.
So go home. Watch awful television, eat awful food, play with your human.
How do you know the alarm code for the school anyway?
Oh, please, because I'm me. Don't be insulting.
I don't see why this is our responsibility. It's probably just someone wanting to steal the computers from the IT suite. I wish they would. That way we might get some new ones that are actually worth having.
Dream on. I've seen the budget. It's hilarious. You're lucky they let you have mains plumbing. Besides, whoever's broken in is good. Too good. They've not triggered the alarm.
How do you know anyone's here then?
They haven't triggered the school's alarm, they've triggered mine.
You've set up alarms in the school?
Of course I have.
Yes, of course you have.
Anyone clever enough to bypass the school alarm is worth paying attention to.
If you say so. Bet it is just kids nicking computers, though.
They're not in the IT suite. They're in the gym.
What are you two doing here?
Says the burglar.
A burglar in evening dress? Is that normal?
You need to get out of here right now. It's not safe.
No, it isn't. I've arrived.
You don't understand. There's something coming and... Run! You don't know what you're dealing with.
It's a tear in time. It's you that's out of your depth, Miss Borgown.
Oh, really? Know what one of those is?
Emergency! Emergency! Sensors indicate localized temporal disruption.
Oh, Dalek. Right.
Run!
A Dalek!
You really shouldn't know what one of those is.
What? You should.
I've met them before. Fought them before.
Oh, liar. They're virtually indestructible. No one fights a Dalek and lives.
You better hope that's not true.
It's just a robot. Surely we can deal with a robot. Robots are pretty stupid, generally speaking.
Not a robot.
A lump of poison in a portable tank.
It looks like it can't manage stairs. Let's just go up a floor.
It can manage stairs. Of course it can manage stairs.
You don't wipe out half the universe without having mastered stairs, idiot. Oh, you're here.
There must be something we can do.
I'm just following her. Do you actually have a plan?
She usually pretends she has.
And I've kept you breathing despite frequently awful odds. Well, you were the one that knew the Dalek was coming. Why don't you have a plan?
I do. Did. Then you two turned up. I wasn't expecting company. Which way's the back door?
You should know. Only an idiot would be so unprepared.
I'm winging it.
Idiot.
This isn't helping. We need to work together.
What? Prince! I've got to go after him.
No! I knocked you out of the line of fire. A thank you wouldn't hurt.
We'll surrender.
I needed to get through the tear. Follow him. Thanks to you, I'm too late and it's gone.
You wouldn't have made it and you know it. Now come on.
There's no way of knowing where he's gone.
Halt! Halt!
Great. Now where am I? Well, wherever I am, I'm staying. For now at least. School? Looks like a school. Oh. Cole Hill School. Headmaster H. Parson. Right. So if I can't find a way to get back, at least I can just wait. For a few decades.
What a plan.
Shut up.
A perfect hiding place.
Shut up!
because if the Dalek does find us in here, at least we can defend ourselves with stationery. As everyone knows, if there's one thing a Dalek is vulnerable to, it's a paperclip.
Shut.
Human targets will reveal themselves.
We needed to give it the slip. I didn't hear you coming up with any better ideas.
I told you I knew exactly what I was doing until you two turned up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure that's completely true.
I had something that could deal with it.
Of course you did.
In my bag.
You're not carrying a bag.
I left it in the gym because I was distracted by you two.
Right. What was it? Some opera glasses, breath mints?
Ah, look. I came here straight from a charity dinner, all right? I didn't have time to change.
Such planning. I'm in awe, genuinely.
I would have been fine.
Still will be, in fact. You get out of here, I'll head back to the gym and deal with that Dalek.
Yeah, of course you will. And the boy? Or have you forgotten about him?
Of course I haven't. But I still have a few connections. I'll see what I can do.
Connections. He fell through a rift in time. There are very few people who specialise in that.
Really? I've spent most of my life in the company of people who do just that. I used to travel with someone who dealt with temporal problems. I can't make any promises.
Well, I wouldn't want any, not from you. Someone who deals with temporal problems, who... Oh. Please don't tell me you know the doctor.
Yes, you too.
Yes. He's a pain, and not to be relied on.
Yep, she knows him.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone here? Oh, that's disgusting.
Oi, this place is off limits.
Did you destroy this?
Don't kick it, you little horror. It's government property and none of your business. Now, I told you, clear off.
But it's a Dalek, and a friend of mine told me they were indestructible. But this one looks pretty destroyed to me.
Hands off! I won't tell you again, lad.
Hey, get off!
This place is off limits. Nobody's allowed in. And that includes you!
Hey, you can't push me! That's assault!
You what?
Assault. And you're not allowed to shove me or hit me or anything. It's against the law.
Is that so? What about a thick ear? Am I allowed to give you one of those?
Well, I don't even know what a... Ow!
There you go. Now you know. Want another one?
No!
Then clear off!
Dalek drone to mothership. Communications relay not functioning due to temporal dislocation. This unit has passed through a rift in space-time and will return to mission site once temporal shift predictions complete. Emergency mission status recording for later delivery. Sensors indicate presence of information network. Suspect current location, a rudimentary computer room. Accessing information network. Information network known as Internet. Searching for further information. Year is 2016. Location is unchanged. Scanning for possible battle intelligence.
The name's Dorothy McShane, or Ace. Take your pick. I go by either these days.
Bit cocky, isn't it? Why didn't you just call yourself Mega and have done with it?
And your name is?
Oh, just call me Brill, why don't you?
Stay calm, Ace. If you can handle government inspectors, you can handle her. How do you know the doctor?
None of your business.
Attitude like yours, he probably fought you once. Stopped you from invading Shoreditch, did he?
Actually, he encouraged it. Myself and the boy are refugees. He relocated us here.
See? That wasn't so hard. Do you want to know how I know him?
Not even remotely.
I travelled with him for years.
No wonder he was alone when I met him.
Then I spent time in the academy on Gallifrey.
Really?
Now you're impressed.
Surprised. I didn't think Time Lords liked aliens much.
Oh, they don't. But I can handle rude, ignorant people. I'm talking to you, aren't I?
They kicked you out, I presume.
Why'd you say that?
Well, you're here.
I'm here because I want to be.
Nobody's that stupid.
I run a charitable organisation. A charitable Earth. You may have heard of it?
No.
Oh, and you seem so charitable.
I look after the boy, Charles. That's charity enough. I'm not doing a very good job of that today.
Oh, tears in time. A Dalek on the rampage. You can't blame yourself.
Of course I can.
Yeah. Okay, I would too. But we can try and sort it.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Oh, weird. New memory. Time shift. I know where Charlie went.
How?
I met him. Years ago. Watch you, mate. I wouldn't hang around out here if I were you.
Why? You going to give me a thick ear?
You what?
They seem popular around here.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't worry. I don't go slapping people around. Not my style. Well, not always.
Hang on. I know you.
Don't think so.
I do. We met earlier, only you were... Oh, it's complicated.
We haven't met. I'd remember. Especially dressed like that. You look weird.
Whereas you blend in perfectly.
Yeah, well, I'm not from around here.
Neither am I. Well, in a way I am, but... never mind, you probably wouldn't believe me.
Wouldn't I? You'd be surprised what I believe. The name's Ace.
Charlie.
Good to meet you, Charlie. For the first time. But I haven't got time to chat at the moment. Stuff to do.
They won't let you in there, if that's what you're planning.
Who's going to stop me?
Why does nobody listen to me?
Hello? Anyone at home?
Don't blame me when your ears get thickened.
What do you mean you met him?
When I was here before, back in 1963. Huh, years ago now.
I can count.
No, I mean years ago for me. Back when I used to travel with the Doctor. We were here, well, sort of. The school that used to be here. We stopped a Dalek battlefleet. Actually, two Dalek battlefleets.
I find that hard to believe. Well, actually, as far as the Doctor's concerned, no, I don't.
I know, right? Though I wasn't just there to watch, I played my part.
Well, if you're so amazing, I do wish you'd get on with proving it.
I don't have to prove anything, not to you. We were there to deal with a powerful Time Lord artifact. The Doctor was luring the Daleks into a fight over it. The whole thing was a mad plan, a trap. The Doctor always was manipulative.
You don't say. So the Daleks destroyed one another?
Some of them. We dealt with a load of them here, though. Between me and the soldiers here, we wiped out the lot.
Armed with what?
Anti-tank rockets and, a baseball bat.
This charity dinner of yours, much drinking, was there?
It's true. The Doctor charged up the bat with the hand of Omega.
Oh, well, now you just sound like you're having a seizure. Am I even meant to be following this?
The Time Lord weapon? It packed one hell of a punch.
It must have done if you beat up a Dalek with it.
Several Daleks.
Ugh.
This place was lousy with dead ones by the time we finished. Every single one stationed here was destroyed.
Whoopee, I am so in awe of you.
Then the Doctor used the Hand of Omega to wipe out the Daleks' home planet.
What a hero. No wonder we all look up to him so much.
It was the right thing to do.
Was it? From what I heard, it started the Time War.
Well... that's complicated.
What? A war in time? Complicated? Oh, say it isn't so.
Trust me. I was there.
Yeah, of course you were. I imagine you also shot Hitler, right? After all, you do seem to get around.
Look, I don't know where you get this attitude from, but you can shove it. The Time Lords messed with my memory because of... well, of course they did, but I know I was there. I know I saw friends die. You don't get to try and take that away. Nobody does.
Take it away. I wish. Only an idiot wants to hold on to memories like that. I watched my whole world burn around me. Everyone I knew, bar one extremely annoying little prince. Dead. All of them. A whole life. Cinders. Ash. Gone. So don't you come to me with war stories and expect me to applaud. Don't. Taking all the restraint I have not to punch you in your little self-satisfied face.
I'm sorry.
Who cares? So Charles is in 1963.
Yeah. Which means I should be able to pull some strings and get him back. Though, I'm not sure we'll need to.
And what's that supposed to mean? What, you've remembered something else now?
Not quite. Almost. Oh, I don't know. I've spent years dealing with temporal shift and it still confuses me. Timelines altering around you, it makes your stomach churn.
Yeah, so does sharing a school with a Dalek. So can I suggest we just get a move on?
Accessing secure data files. Encryption negligible. Files located on server of organization known as UNIT. Files relate to the Shoreditch incident. Alert! Files suggest Dalek Task Force conquered. This is unacceptable. Files will be uploaded to Dalek Battle Computer on return to the correct temporal location. The Daleks will learn from this data. The Daleks will change the course of history. The Daleks will never be defeated.
So, after we left, the doctor picked up signs of temporal abnormalities here, in this time period.
No kidding.
And a possible Dalek life sign here tonight.
And you didn't think to nip forward and check?
Oh, well, we got distracted.
So nice to hear you're on the ball.
Yeah, life was hectic back then. I forget what it was now. The TARDIS was attacked. Or Fenric, maybe? Oh, no, that was later. Bandrel Timeship, maybe. Oh, well, who cares? Something. There was always something. Anyway, the moment passed, he forgot, but I never did. So I made a note of the date and decided I'd come back, just to be certain.
Shame you didn't think to reschedule your charity dinner. So annoying to be double booked.
Well, it was only one Dalek. I knew I'd have time to handle that while everyone else was getting drunk on the dance floor. Never been one for dancing.
Oh, me neither. When I move that fast, I expect something to end up with a broken nose. Feels like a waste of energy otherwise. So what have you got that'll deal with that thing, then? Laser weaponry? You'll have to be working with something that can handle dual waveform pulse emission.
Can you see my bag anyway? Oh, there it is.
Oh, your worryingly small bag. Oh, whatever you have will need shield variants built in, of course, with a minimum yield of 4,000...
Ta-da!
A can of deodorant. I'm not sure I've hated anyone as much as I hate you right now. And believe me, that's saying something.
Spray this on your armpits and you lose them. Ignore the can.
Oh, I am, I assure you. I'm completely ignoring it.
It's an explosive.
In a deodorant can. A rusty deodorant can.
Well, it goes back a few years. It should still be stable. Well, as stable as it ever was.
Homemade explosive. In a deodorant can.
I told you to ignore the can.
You are wasting our time. We need a better plan than this. Which, in case you're not quite picking up my cynicism, that would be any plan. Any plan at all.
Where's the chemistry lab?
Why? You know how to make homebrew napalm now too, hey?
Why are you so obstructive?
I am a realist who doesn't want to die stood next to an idiot.
Chemistry lab. Where? Please?
Fine. Follow me.
Hey, you might like to watch where you're going rather than taking it out on me.
And I might want to watch where I'm going rather than staring at my phone. Not as if anyone I could call is even alive yet. Now, if the doctor had a phone, I could... Oh... But that's... It is! It really is! It's his TARDIS! Doctor! Hello? Doctor? Come on, Doctor. Please, please be in there. Doctor, I need your help. Fine, you're not in. But anywhere those Daleks might be, I bet I'll find you.
All unit files downloaded and stored. Considerable battle intelligence attained. Temporal rift predictions completed. This unit will now return to its correct temporal location and report to the Imperial Mothership.
Oi! Dalek! If you want us, come and get us! Dalek! What are you waiting for?
Addendum. First, the humans will be exterminated!
Dalek!
Oi! Where do you think you're going?
To observe your military skills from a distance where I can fully appreciate them. I was thinking the street outside.
This'll work.
Oh, plan so subtle, how could it not?
This is a Dalek we're dealing with. Since when did we have to concern ourselves with subtle? This will work.
So you keep saying. Let's hope they're not your dying words. That would be so embarrassing.
It's coming.
Oh, good.
Human targets will show themselves. They will submit to superior Dalek force and be exterminated.
Ha! What an offer! No thanks. If you're so superior, why don't you come in here and get us?
Scanning. No weapons technology detected. You do not possess a level of technology capable of inflicting damage to this unit.
No? How about a room full of butane and some homemade explosive? How's that for technology, you arrogant, stupid, tinned racist?
Alert, alert, dangerous organic compound detected. Emergency, emergency.
Run!
Obviously.
Hello? Doctor? Doctor, where are you?
You again.
Try and hit me this time and I'll kick you so hard you'll be limping for a week. I want to see the doctor.
Talk to me like that and it can easily be arranged.
Not a doctor, the doctor. Come on, I know he must be around here somewhere.
Look, son, I've no idea what you're talking about and I don't have the time or patience to argue with you. My job is to keep people out.
I didn't keep the girl out though, did you?
Girl? What girl?
The girl who just came in.
Well, nobody's been through here.
A couple of minutes ago, she walked right in. I saw her.
Well, I may have taken my eye off the door for a few... Look, lad, it's my job to keep an eye on the whole place. I've only got one pair of eyes. So, who is she? Friend of yours?
Not really, just someone who'll meet me one day.
Confident with the girls, I'll give you that. Now get out. I'll soon find her and send her on her way.
I'm not leaving. I can't. I've nowhere to go. So I need to see the doctor, because he can help. He can get me home. And he's here. He must be. The Daleks are here, so he'll be here too.
Daleks? Doctors? I don't know about any of it. All I know is this area is off limits, and it's my job to ensure it stays that way. So for the last time, get out!
Humans detected! This location must be secured!
Run, lads, run!
You two, you can't stop them with a rifle!
Anti-tank rockets. Gotta try, that's my job.
McShane? McShane! Idiotic woman. Never set off an explosion you can't walk away from. That said, he'll live. And what about our lethal friend? Oh, Mr. Harris will be so pleased with his nice new airy chemistry lab. Such easy access to the corridor. Oh, and the upstairs teaching rooms too, I see. That homebrew explosive of hers certainly did have a kick. Well, being slapped by half a ceiling should have done the job. Let's have a look at you.
Whoa. Human attack failed. You are not capable of destroying me. You will be... You will be...
Yes?
Stay where you are. Do not move.
Or what? You clearly can't shoot me, or you would have done.
You will stand back.
I won't, you know.
You will desist from touching me with your human feet.
Not human.
You will help me. You will help restore my systems to full functionality.
Yeah, I'm many things, but I'm not suicidal. I admit I come close on Monday mornings, the whole teaching week ahead of me, but even then, as utterly, crushingly miserable as I am, I wouldn't help a Dalek exterminate me.
You will help me.
Why?
Because you lost one of your companions through a pocket of temporal displacement.
So?
I have the technology to send us both back in time.
Then why are you still here?
The temporal rifts are hard to predict. It requires complex calculation. This I have now done. I can create an access point to the correct time period.
So you just thought you would wander around the school trying to find something to shoot, you know, while you're waiting?
It is a Dalek's function to gather military intelligence.
And trying to kill everything you saw.
It is also a Dalek's function to exterminate all enemy life.
And there we have our problem. I am your enemy, so you will want to exterminate me.
If you assist me, you will be an ally. You would be allowed to live.
Allowed? Wow. My life is my own, Dalek. You do not get to allow me to live it.
It is unimportant to me what you believe, even though you are wrong. All that is important is that you assist me.
In return for getting the boy back?
Agreed. You must decide quickly. Your companion could be in danger.
No chance!
Exterminate!
Exterminate! Have you made your decision?
Well, you've yet to offer me a single reason why I can trust you. As far as I know, I'll be dead the minute you're able to move.
A Dalek can be trusted.
Oh, yeah. Right, to betray any alien the minute it's fit.
This doesn't sound good.
Promises to aliens have no validity. That is true.
There we go.
But you are unimportant. You are nothing. I have other priorities. I do not need to kill you.
Oh, my leg.
Since when did a Dalek need to kill? You lot love execution, like humans love reality TV shows.
I do not understand this terminology.
Oh, you and me both, mate. If I never sit through another hour of naked celebs go dancing on ice, I might, just might, be able to tolerate life on this planet.
I really need to get in there.
You are talking as if you have a choice.
What, I'm living here?
Assisting me. It is the only logical course of action. You have no other option if you want to save the young human.
You have no idea how tired I am of a life without choice.
Bit of door frame. Not exactly a supercharged baseball bat, but... well, I've worked with worse.
How much longer am I supposed to live like this? Constantly forced to react to situations I can't control. How would you live like that, Dalek? Always being on the receiving end, always the servant, always the one to give in.
A Dalek would not live that way.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have done either a short time ago. You might be surprised how easily circumstances can change. Sometimes fate has plans and there's no point in arguing.
Daleks do not believe in fate.
Right, well, neither did I until it kicked me in the head.
Make your decision!
Whoa, whoa!
Get back! That thing needs to die!
Get back! Get back!
What are you doing?
Making a choice.
You have made your choice.
Oh, have I? As usual, I did the only thing I could. And as usual, it burns. What do you need me to do?
Okay. It's got to be somewhere I can...
Small human male sighted on level 3.
Small? Charming. Small enough to hide in a cupboard, though. I guess that's something.
Human target has concealed itself on this level. It will be located.
These tools are insufficient.
Oh, take it out with the LEA. The chemistry lab isn't used to working with alien technology. Neither am I, for that matter.
Be more careful!
I am doing the best I can. We only have access to children's tools, and I'm a warrior, not a technician. This is the best I can do, so deal with it. So do I carry on, or do I leave you like this? Time for you to make a choice.
Continue!
Right. You should consider yourself lucky you're not stuck with a human doing this. Then you'd be in real trouble. Though they'd be throwing up in your motive units.
Humans are weak.
Well, I don't know. Annoying, yes. But weak? Well, they're certainly not used to the look of something like you. Frankly, it's taking all of my self-control not to lose my dinner.
Daleks are the perfect species.
I dare you to say that when you have a mirror in front of you.
Appearances are irrelevant.
Actually, I agree with you there. Still, it takes some self-confidence for a squid who looks like he's lost a battle with a blender to consider himself perfect. I mean, come on, you can't even survive outside your own travel capsule.
I could survive.
Oh, for a while, perhaps. But then your lungs would cave in, your heart would cease, and your brain would liquefy. You're completely reliant on this thing. That's a considerable weakness.
You are reliant on your bodies to function. That is no different. A Dalek is its casing. This is not a vehicle. It is what we are.
I know some human males who feel the same about their cars. Their reproductive organs are usually minuscule. Maybe you and the humans have more in common than you think.
Is this line of reasoning relevant?
Certainly cheering me up.
Continue working. Speed is essential.
And there we go again with the similarities between Daleks and the human male.
Small human male remains hidden. It will be located.
I'm not human. I certainly have the intellect to make something pretty lethal when forced to spend a couple of minutes in a chemistry storage cupboard.
Impulsively quick, my vision is impaired!
You'd be surprised what kids were allowed to work with in this era. Health and safety would have a meltdown!
I cannot see, cannot see! This is required, I cannot see!
Something that can't see, you're pretty lucky. That almost hit me!
Do not move! You will surrender!
I really won't!
Exterminate!
Unconscious twice in the space of a few minutes. Oh, I'd forgotten how painful this sort of life was.
What are you doing? I can't believe you're helping that thing.
I'm doing what needs to be done. I'm a pragmatist.
You're suicidal. The minute it's operational again, we'll both be dead.
We've come to an agreement, and you're not included in that agreement, so I'd keep your mouth shut if I were you.
You think a Dalek would honour it? And you called me an idiot. What have you tied me up with?
Rubber hose. There are members of the teaching staff who would pay for that. Enjoy it.
Look, honestly, I don't know you, and what I do know about you,
Oh, you can't stand me. Whatever. Why should I care?
But the doctor helped you. So, he saw something in you. He trusted you. Liked you.
Liked me? Oh, and I thought you knew the Doctor. The Doctor doesn't like anyone. He just does what he does. Sometimes people benefit, sometimes they don't.
No. Maybe you knew a different Doctor to me. A different face, a different regeneration, but he's more than that.
Humans always did get confused by him. But then they worship anything that moves and writes boring books about them, so it's hardly a surprise.
Stop it! Just for 1 minute, stop dismissing everything with cynicism!
And you stop trying to appeal to some part of me that doesn't even exist. Stop trying to apply your basic childish morality to everything I do. You don't know me, Dorothy McShane. You don't know the first thing about me. I used to be the hope of my people. The one thing that might save them from a life of oppression. And you know what? I believed it. Oh, I really did. I woke up every morning with fire inside, with righteousness, with a sense of power and hope. I thought I could change the world. I thought I could be a hero. You know what happened?
No.
I lost. We all did. Yeah. And now I'm stuck here, living a lie amongst people I hate. And the one I hate the most, I'm his protector. Have to be, on pain of death. I am a slave to the sort of stupid, insubstantial morality you spout, and it kills me a little more with every passing day. So just shut up and let me get on with what I have to do. I have no choice. None. I have to do everything I can to get Charles back. Have to or die. So, save your breath, because frankly, I don't care what you think. Really, I couldn't care less.
Continue working!
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't care.
But I stand by what I said. The Doctor saw something in you. You're better than this.
The Doctor saw whatever he wanted to. I am what I am. The only person who has to live with that is me.
Wherever the Doctor is, he can handle this. Oh, the girl. Oh, this is stupid. What can I do anyway? Just get out of here and... Oh, anti-tank rockets. The soldier had anti-tank rockets. I'm sorry. I wish I'd been here to help. You were just doing your job and... Now you're dead. How do you work this thing?
Helm undetected!
Oh no. Oh, I should have left when I had the chance.
Human male fleeing towards Northern Quadrant in pursuit.
Nearly done.
You have yet to repair my weapon.
Yeah, no intention of doing that.
You will do as I have directed.
Oi, I'm your ally, remember. I'm not your slave. I'm fixing your motive unit, and that's it. The minute you have your gun working, you'll use it. I'm not taking that risk.
That is unacceptable.
Oh, tough. You're going back to the rest of your... I don't know, whatever you call yourselves, troop, unit, squadron. You don't need a weapon. It's not as if they're going to shoot you, is it?
Mother Dalek units will not fire on me.
Precisely. So you don't need it. I'm not fixing it. Get over it.
Dalek units work together. That is why we are superior to humans.
Bees work together too. Can't see them taking over the Earth anytime soon.
Humans fight. They disagree. They are selfish. They betray one another.
No kidding.
Oh, great. Now you've set her off again. I wish there was a way of turning your speech units off.
A grenade inside its casing would do it.
I wish I could turn your speech units off too.
As predicted, you do not work together. You are inferior.
Well, you should be glad that we don't, because if we were in agreement, I would have killed you by now rather than fix you.
Damn right.
As it is, I'm done. You can move.
That is acceptable.
Right. Well, I should hope so. Now let's go. We have some time travelling to do.
Replace my upper section.
Want, want, want. Wouldn't want you getting cold, would we? Better?
Acceptable. The temporal fluctuation is stronger on level one. We shall return to my point of origin.
The gym? Fine.
Wait! Aren't you going to untie me?
Of course I'm not. I'll either be back soon, in which case I'll do it then, or I won't be back at all, in which case it's on you to explain to Harris why his chemistry lab has a big hole in it.
There has to be another way out of this stupid school!
Target sighted! Hawks going to be exterminated!
Like you're not going to fire anyway!
Target acquired!
Exterminate!
Exterminate!
Please, if you kill me, Rhodia, all of it was for nothing!
Frequency for temporal distortion recorded and analysed. Replication is simple for superior Dalek technology.
Prove it. Nothing's happening.
You will be patient.
You better not be all mouth. Actually, I've seen you, and I know that's not true. You're basically all colon and shouting.
Frequency is resonating with temporal fracture. A rift will soon manifest in this location. Then the Daleks will be victorious!
Wow, you really are a cheerleader for the species, aren't you? You'll have opened a tear in time. Vaguely impressive, but forgive me if I don't applaud.
Your assistance will enable this unit to return to the past with intelligence that will alter the outcome of that mission.
Ah, you've been snooping here in the future.
A Dalek's function is to gather military intelligence.
Yeah. You said that. Still, changing history. Yeah, right. You might want to be careful with that. There's a war coming for you lot, and changing history doesn't always work out well for you.
The Imperial Dalek forces will succeed against the renegade factions. They will secure the Hand of Omega. They will save Skaro. They will see the Doctor fail.
Sounds lovely. Tear. Now, please. Finally. Come on, then.
Exterminate!
Exterminate!
Please, if you kill me, Rhodia, all of it was for nothing.
Temporal instability registering.
Alert! Alert!
There you are, Prince. Been making friends.
Well,
human breaching space-time.
Sunsets indicate presence of another Dalek unit.
This unit has urgent intelligence for the Emperor Dalek.
Come here, you.
Ow, you're hurting my arm.
It'll hurt more if you stay here. Bye, Daleks.
Humans are escaping through temporal instability. They are irrelevant. This unit's intelligence must be...
Everyone, get clear!
Remember what I said about fate, Dalek. Changing history isn't easy. And I know what happened to you all back here.
Impossible! I cannot... Important intelligence must upload to...
But you can't have known.
They all died. You told me.
It could have changed history.
But it didn't. It died, just like you said.
Why do I get the horrible feeling you're actually waiting for me to say thank you?
Oh, I never expect thanks. That sort of naive optimism was knocked out of me months ago.
Well, I'm grateful if nothing else. I'm not sure I could have survived back then.
You'd have been fine if you'd kept your head down. Like I said, the Doctor and I dealt with the Daleks.
Yeah, but you didn't invent the internet. Or decent music. The 60s weren't for me.
Kids today, eh?
Love 'em. They're my job, after all.
Really?
Yeah, the charity I run. We deal with orphans, underprivileged kids, people who've gone off the rails.
Sounds awful.
It's personal. I had someone who was there for me once. I was a mess, trouble waiting to happen. Then he made me into something better.
Oh, no. No, please don't bring him up. I hate it when people bring him up.
The doctor.
Who else?
Ah, and there we go.
He saved our lives.
Oh, speak for yourself. He ensured mine would carry on to be as miserable and unrewarding as ever. Anyway, if you're going to talk about him, I'll leave you to it. My evening's been dull enough as it is.
That woman has major issues.
Yeah, you want to live with her. This charity of yours, I don't suppose it might donate some decent computers to the IT suite?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Worth asking.
We're a little more about building for the future. The doctor once took someone who thought she was worth nothing and showed her she could save whole worlds. But he's not always here, so we believe in training kids to be the best they can be. Tomorrow's heroes.
Sounds like hard work.
Oh, it is. It really is. It's also amazing. Some of our trainees, well, you wouldn't have a planet to live on if it wasn't for them.
They've saved the world.
Just for starters.
Well, speaking as someone who does that on a weekly basis, I can assure you I'd rather just have some decent tech in the IT suite. Anyway, it was nice to meet you, Ace. Both times. Maybe we'll see you again.
Maybe. Who knows? Save the world on a weekly basis. Doctor, you breed heroes. I'll give you that.
You have been listening to Class, created by Patrick Ness. Everybody Loves Reagan was written by Tim Foley. Now You Know by Tim Leng. And In Remembrance by Guy Adams. Miss Quill was played by Catherine Kelly. Charlie, Greg Austin. Ram, Fadi El-Sayed. April, Sophie Hopkins. Tanya, Vivian Opara. And Mateusz, Jordan Renzo. Reagan was played by Taj Atwal. Peter, Anson Boone. Michelle, Siobhan Marks. Chris, Wilf Scolding. With Ace, Sophie Aldred. And the Daleks, Nicholas Briggs. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.
Available now from Big Finish Productions.
Pick up, please.
What do you want?
It's me.
I know it's you. What do you want?
Class. Volume 1.
Ramsay, say that you didn't.
She said she saw my gift. She said I could be better. I didn't know what I was doing.
Idiots like him in this world make the world a worse place to live in. So why don't you just do us all a massive favour and put the gun down? All right?
It doesn't matter which of you do it. Just do it. Do it now.
I love you.
Mateusz,
I love you.
Are you okay?
Charlie, I cannot stop myself. What's happening? I cannot stop talking. I do not understand what's happening to me.
Calm down.
Do not tell me to be quiet, Charlie.
Mateusz, stop talking. Look at me.
Are you not listening? I cannot stop.
Big Finish. We love stories.
God, I hate Mondays.
Hello, it's me again, Scott Hancock, producer and director of Class at Big Finish, and I'm joined today by...
Catherine Kelly. I play Miss Quill.
And also...
Greg Austin, and I play Charlie.
Plus special guest stars...
Sophie Aldred, and I play, well, I play young ace and middle-aged ace, shall we say.
I was going to say present-day.
Yeah, present, okay.
And Nicholas Briggs, and I play old Dalek.
Of course, Sophie and Nick, you're old pros at Big Finish. You've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
Catherine and Greg, it's your first day with us.
Very exciting.
That's right.
How have you found it so far?
That would have been nicer.
I found it immensely civilised and warm and welcoming, and I'm finding it very hard to be awful. Because I've just always got a nice hot cup of tea and been well looked after. It's great.
It started off civilised for me, and it's just been getting progressively more crude, very much to my
we're
taste.
We're feeding off your energy, what can I say?
I'm obviously bringing something into the room. It's great.
We didn't do crude before he arrived, did we, Catherine?
No, immensely civilised with warm cups of tea. This is what I'm saying.
It is just me then, yeah.
It was really curious as well, actually, because Catherine and Sophie, you sort of, in the green room, lovely, lovely chatty for about half an hour before coming
away.
In. And then had to be really nasty to each other.
I know, it's getting in the way, really, to be honest, as recording this.
It is, yeah.
We have many things that we need to discuss.
But it's a really lovely clash of eras, in a way. You know, Class being the latest sort of addition to the Doctor Who universe, mixing with, you know, the classic Doctor Who series.
Yeah, we're the teenage rebels. We're the teenage rebels that don't really fit in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is exactly what Ace was when she first started.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
The new generation of it.
Come full circle. And Sophie, Remembrance of the Daleks, which this story is set within. 30 years old.
Yeah, I was just thinking this morning that it was literally 30 years ago we were probably out and about in the streets behind Waterloo Station filming the location, or actually in Studio Bonheur, but it was definitely around this time 30 years ago. And it's really bizarre because for me, time doesn't seem to have... I can remember everything so vividly. It was my first TV job, so I knew everybody's lines and moves, and I was just fascinated drinking it all in. And this, as you say, is set within Remembrance of the Daleks. So I've just had to duplicate a line from the original, which, of course, as you get older, your voice gets lower most of the time. So my voice is actually, I hadn't really realised actually how much lower my voice is than it was then. But yes, I've had to get back up there.
And you filmed in Waterloo.
Yeah, you couldn't do that now, could you?
Well, no, I mean, what a budget.
It's that mad thing, back in the day, you watched the original TV episode and the BBC actually landed a fully built spaceship in a school playground.
Yes.
Which you think now would all be model shot or CGI, but the BBC went, no, the cheapest way is just build a spaceship.
Wow. That was extraordinary because that day we had this massive crane that came in and it literally did just hoik up this huge model of the spaceship and drop it, lower it into the playground in this disused school in Macbeth Street in Hammersmith.
Of course, Greg and Catherine, working on the most recent sort of series with, you know, CG and all of that, do you wish you actually had real props and things, or does it make it easier?
Well, there was a mix of stuff, wasn't there? We had the dead bodies and all the blood going around, which was fun to react off of, but yeah, we're often having to react to a big old man in a green suit waving his arms at us.
That was my first day, the dragon.
Yeah.
That had come off his skin. And I remember stood in the classroom fighting nothing, throwing tables at doors and thinking, what am I doing here? It was quite bizarre. But we did have a mixture, didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit. It wasn't all completely CG'd. But
no.
Yeah, it must be quite nice to have that in front of you to literally have that to react off of.
But Mind you, having said that, when the Daleks come through the transmat, see how I remember all these terms?
The lingo,
Shall I do the sound effects?
Very good. Yeah, well, that was all reacting to nothing. So we did a fair bit of that too.
Oh,
because,
fair enough.
You know, all this paint box, I think it was called in
That's
its infancy,
right. Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. That was the latest.
Yeah, and toy. Doctor Who was at the forefront of all that.
Always cutting edge.
Mm. Yeah.
And a baptism of fire for you guys to come in first Big Finish day and you're tackling Daleks.
It's an honour.
Well, what did you make when you read the script and what was your reaction to Nick? And his voice, obviously.
I certainly wasn't expecting the Dalek voice to be shouted in my ear straight away.
Well, I wasn't even sure if he'd be here, because that isn't always the case. Mm. You know, I expected to just hear it with the audience when I listened to it back one day. So, yeah, it was a pleasant surprise, actually.
It's a sort of tradition that on the TV show, most of the time I'm in the studio as well. You know, it's something that David Tennant always said about the Daleks. He said that, you know, unlike a lot of the Doctor Who monsters he worked with, they're kind of a complete creation because the guys are there in the things, pushing them around, the lights flash, and I'm just off behind the set doing the voice that makes the light flash. So it's a complete creation, you know. And so we have always tried to reproduce that in the audio studio as well.
That's amazing. One of my genuine memories. And I say that because sometimes you think you remember things because your parents have shown you a picture, but this is a genuine memory. I was behind the back of the sofa in my auntie's house in Sheffield with my brother. Yeah, one afternoon when the Daleks were absolutely petrified.
So you really were behind the sofa?
We were literally behind the sofa, yeah. Yeah, there's nowhere else to go.
We've all done it.
Yes. Yeah.
Will you send me a little email saying, oh, bucket list?
You know. Actually, yeah, and I didn't even know. You predicted my bucket list. Yeah, thank you.
Lovely. And, you know, I think Guy Adams has done a really, really lovely thing here of combining all these weird, really different elements. I mean,
he must have studied Remembrance quite a lot. Yeah, I think it's quite interesting coming back to it because, you know, I'm a Doctor Who fan, so I've watched quite a lot of Doctor Who.
Well, all the different Daleks have different voices for the different eras, so that must be quite...
Well, yeah, I'm doing a sort of Roy Skelton one, because he did a lot of the voices in Remembrance. But I've watched it quite a lot, Remembrance, just by chance, because my 8-year-old son has met Sylvester, and really likes Sylvester. You know, we were in Australia with him.
Oh, so he doesn't like me, then?
He loves you, obviously. he spent more time in Sylvester's company. And also, you don't fall over when he goes... which is what Sylvester does, you know, or makes his hat fly off or something. So Ben's always wanting to watch Sylvester McCoy stories, and he loves the Daleks for some unfathomable reason. Mm. So I get to watch Remembrance quite a lot more than I would perhaps normally watch it. So it's rather nice to come back into this.
I think it was the first idea when we first knew we were doing Class. It was, you know, you wanted to cross over with the established world, and what better than doing Daleks, really.
Absolutely. Mm. Always bring the Daleks, I say, but I'm perhaps biased.
On that note, I think we'll draw this little conversation to a close as I hear lunch being prepared.
Oh, great.
Here we go.
Catherine, Greg, Sophie and Nick, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having
me.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm now joined by a very special guest interviewee.
Blair Mowat.
Composer of Class. Hello.
Hello.
We've known each other quite a while at Big Finish.
We have done.
Because you've worked on stuff like Nightshade with us and Torchwood. And
I think Torchwood was the first, yeah.
It's nice to have you back on Class.
It's a pleasure to be back. I'm very excited for there to be more Class.
Well, this is the interesting thing, because we've known each other through Big Finish, long before you got the job on Class.
Indeed.
And then you got it.
Yeah.
And now you're revisiting it for Big Finish. But how did the Class job come about for you?
I didn't know about the show existing until I heard about it being announced. I think it was the Radio Times or something that broke the news. And I remember reading about it and going, oh, I should really be writing the music for that. and that sounds really good. So I'd met Brian Minchin when I was working on Doctor Who with Murray Gold in season 8. And so I emailed Brian Minchin and I said, oh, you know, you've got this thing Class coming up. That's interesting, isn't it? And he was like, yeah, it is interesting. He was like, well, you know, we're going to need someone to do the music. So I put together a pitch. In fact, actually, I don't think I've ever told anyone this in public. I put together a pitch of what I thought a Class score might sound like, but I had no idea of any of the storyline or any of the scripts or even really any of the characters or anything. All I had was like a paragraph that I think Patrick had sort of released to the press. But I knew that if I were them, I would probably want it to be different from Doctor Who, but still be able to exist, you know, sort of somewhat in that universe. So I created something that was kind of more... kind of guitar based, very sort of, you know, sort of rocky with bits of sound design in it. And I sort of sent that across to them, and it was a few months, actually. I think it was like maybe a couple of months. I sort of hadn't heard anything back, and I was like, oh, well, you know, sort of maybe maybe that's a no-goer then. And then I sort of chased it up, and Brian was like, yes, no. We've just been doing casting and locations and stuff, and we haven't really had a chance to properly, you know, talk about music. But absolutely, you must come in for a meeting and meet Derek, the producer, and Patrick, and let's talk about it. So I went to Wales. I spoke about it with them. And then later on that week, I think it was Derek who called me up and said, you got the job.
Oh, so, lovely Derek.
I love Derek. He is amazing.
And when you started on the job proper, you said you did a little like, test reel, knowing what the show was about. But when you started and you knew the series and had the scripts and the edits, what were your sort of inspirations and influences? What were you going for tonally with the show?
I think remarkably, sort of, I was on the same page as them in terms of what they wanted to do. And I'd sort of, despite the fact I was shooting in the dark, I'd sort of really hit across a tone, which was sort of what they were looking for. And it was just something a little bit sort of different, really, something a bit more edgy, something less orchestral based and sort of more sort of analog synths and guitars and stuff. And I very much wanted to use lots of solo instruments rather than that big homogenized orchestral sound that you get in Doctor Who, which is fantastic. But these were very personal stories with these characters. And I felt like using things like solo electric cello, solo violin, put through weird guitar amps and stuff like that was kind of the way to go. But then also, especially with episode one, we've got the Doctor in it in episode one. So we wanted to bring back some of that world, and so we did bring back the Doctor's theme.
The original Ninth Doctor.
Yes. Although it's used for Tennant as well, so in my mind it is just the Doctor's theme.
And also Jodie Whittaker.
Yes, of course, at the end of the finale at Christmas. So we brought that back, and then we did a kind of really punky version, rocky version of Capaldi's theme. And we also brought back Melanie Pappenheim to do the Doctor's theme as well. And she is on one of the other tracks in one of the other pieces in episode one towards the end. Melanie's on that, and she is a fantastic singer. And as soon as you hear the sort of the sonority, the timbre of her voice, you instantly think Doctor Who, which is great.
And so as a viewer and composer, did you have any particular favourite episodes to score or sequences when you were watching them that excited you?
I mean, episode one was just amazing to score because, obviously, we've got the Doctor in it. And I was finding the whole sound world of what Class really was. And so that took a lot longer to score than any of the other episodes because I was experimenting a lot. A lot of the time spent composing was coming up with new sounds and new sort of timbres and sonorities to make this world unique and idiosyncratic. So I'd say episode one, I really loved scoring. Episode six, I really enjoyed as well when they're all in the classroom. We did a very synthy one for that. It was a bit different from some of the others. The thing that I think Derek and I really both wanted to achieve and talked about was having each episode sort of have its own sound world within the overarching sound world of Class. And they do all, there's very little repetition of cues. There is, the same themes come back a lot, but it's always in a new form sort of throughout it. And I think episodes 6, 7, and 8 will probably be my next favourite ones to score after episode one, because I just think the story across the series just builds.
Well, really, everyone loves a finale, don't
really,
they?
They do. And episode 7 is sort of, you're set on alien worlds and stuff, so you can kind of go a bit, we went a bit bigger with that, and we did, you know, make it slightly sort of more orchestral and string based. And then episode 8 is just high octane all the way. It is really kicking off, and so that was a lot of fun to score.
recently you've been revisiting the entire score for the, I was going to say, forthcoming soundtrack release, but actually by the time these audio dramas come out, it'll probably be on the shelves from Silver
Screen. I hope so. It's been tricky to get through some of the paperwork. There's a few hoops that we had to jump through to make that happen. And whilst I was very confident it would happen, it did take slightly longer than I originally wanted. But yes, hopefully, by the time this is out, we should have the soundtrack out there, and revisiting that has been an absolute joy. And also, it's really fun interacting with the fans on Twitter. Well, I know I did like a poll about talking about whether they wanted to do it chronologically or not and stuff, because I could see a way of doing it where maybe it would flow better as an album, but they very much made their voice heard. Chronological. Do not, you know, do it the other way.
And what are you looking forward to most about revisiting Class for Big Finish?
I'm just looking forward to hearing more stories. I've only heard one so far, but when it arrived in my inbox, I got a little sort of shudder of excitement, and I went, "Oh wow! Like, I'm gonna get to hear a new Class." And actually, I'm probably one of the first few people to hear, you know, brand new Class, and isn't that really cool?
You are. You're the third after the sound designer and myself.
And I was just like, I actually feel really honoured and really excited to be hearing a new story set in this universe. And hopefully people will like and buy what we've done. If you're listening to this, you already have bought it, hopefully. And, you know, we'll get to do some more, because I think there really are some really interesting stories that can be told in this universe.
Lovely. Blair, thank you very much for chatting with us.
You're very welcome.
Hopefully hear more from you soon.
I hope so. Bye-bye. Thank you.